This is Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Smoky Mountain News reporter Corey Valancourt.
Glad to be here, Matt.
We'll talk about Matt Coffey first. He announced he's going to run for the Democratic nomination in the 11th District, which covers most of Western North Carolina. You were able to talk to him about some of the things he's going to be running on. So what is he going to be running on?
Well, Matt, healthcare is the quick and short answer. Matt's 30. He's a former farmer. He owned a CSA here in Buncombe County and has a degree in philosophy from UNC Asheville. But he obviously comes from the very liberal wing of the Democratic Party. He started the Our Revolution organization here in Asheville and has been campaigning on a variety of issues. But again, he does come from the far left of the Democratic Party, so it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out in the race.
And he made his announcement in Waynesville at a Medicare for All event, so talk about what that means for his position on healthcare.
Well, as you know, rural North Carolina has a special set of challenges that much of North Carolina and much of the nation doesn't face. But that district is so heavily Republican, it's hard to see a candidate like Coffey gaining any traction. Mark Meadows, the current congressman, he won his last re-election bid 64% of the vote. Prior to that, 63% of the vote. Prior to that, 57% of the vote. So it's going to be very difficult to unseat him. However, I think if he can do it, the issue of health care will be what does it.
That rally was in support of a single-payer healthcare system, which is something that Bernie Sanders, who started this sort of Our Revolution movement within the Democratic Party, talked about.
Matt Coffey couldn't be further from the Meadows position on this. What Meadows is looking to do, he basically has two big problems with Trump care that he's trying to iron out. Number one, he wants states to be allowed to waive out of certain requirements the essential health benefits like addiction and mental health treatment, lab work, maternity, pediatric care, wellness care. And the other issue is pre-existing conditions. Right now, pre-existing conditions under Obamacare are covered. Mark Meadows is looking for high-risk pools similar to what bad drivers get and similar to what the health insurance industry saw 10 or 20 years ago, and they still make it very difficult and the cost very exorbitant for folks with pre-existing conditions to get coverage. So there's a lot of optimism on the Hill right now that if Meadows and the House Freedom Caucus, which he chairs, can work out a compromise with this pre-existing conditions situation, they might be able to get those state waivers to let states waive out, and they could probably come to a consensus and pass. But as of right now, 15 Republican members are opposed to what Meadows is trying to pass, and they can only stand to lose about 20, 25 Republicans off of this bill, or else they won't be able to get it passed. That's what led to it being pulled last time from the floor. So obviously, Coffey is looking at a polar opposite option than what Meadows is pushing.
Healthcare does seem like it's going to be the big issue in this campaign. And you mentioned Western North Carolina has a certain set of challenges regarding healthcare that the rest of the state doesn't. Talk a little more about that.
Well, it's almost oxymoronic in that Western North Carolina, rural Western North Carolina, is exceptionally poor. There have been tough times out there since the 20s and 30s. Now, a lot of those folks out there voted for Trump. Every county out there is a deep, deep shade of red. And so if Meadows gets his way and gets his Obamacare repeal or his Trump care compromise, a lot of people that voted for him are going to lose their health care. And so it's going to be a tremendous wake-up call come midterms for these folks who wake up and realize that Mark Meadows isn't helping them make America great again. In fact, he has just stripped them of their health care. So I think that might be the wedge that the Coffey campaign is looking for, is hopefully to divide some of those Republicans and break off a nice little chunk of them to get himself elected.
But the makeup of the district, certainly not advantageous for Democrats. And a lot of that has to do with how it was drawn at the beginning of this decade. Before that, it was represented by a Democrat. And once the redrawing was done, Mark Meadows became congressman. So what role will that play in the campaign?
Back in, I think it was 2012 or 2013, Heath Shuler, who was a Democrat, he retired, but he was a very special kind of Democrat. He was conservative enough to be able to win in that district. It has since been redrawn. There's a lot more Republican areas that have been added that used to be in the 10th district, and a huge chunk of very liberal, very Democratic Asheville has been redistricted out and put into the 10th district. So it's one of the most Republican districts in the South. If you look at a list of the existing demographics, it is one of the hardest places within 500 miles for Democrats to win. So Coffey certainly has his work cut out for him.
And before we get to that, we have a primary So Matt Coffey would have to win a Democratic primary to be able to face Mark Meadows. What's the status of that? Yeah, will he face any competition for it?
I personally would be shocked if he didn't face any competition, especially owing to his ideological bent. He is such a far-left candidate that there's certainly room in this race for more moderate moderate Democrats, especially those who might be okay with some of the Trump-care, Obamacare repeal actions that Meadows is not. So if you get a Democrat who comes in, who is mostly centrist, who is well-financed, and who is still talking about Obamacare repeal, but not completely stripping benefits from poor rural Western North Carolina, they might actually have a shot.
Corey Valencourt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Matt.